AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says the country's response to the deadly mass shooting earlier this week in San Bernardino, California, should not be new gun control laws.
You don't stop the bad guys by taking away our guns. You stop the bad guys by using our guns.
Cruz is campaigning in Iowa. The New York Times had a page one editorial today on gun control. Fellow Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump as well doesn't think more gun control regulations are a good idea.
I feel very strongly that people in this country and actually, you know, the world need protection. If you look at Paris, they didn't have guns and they were slaughtered.
Investigators are trying to figure out why married couple Saeed Farouk and Tashveen Malik carried out the attack Wednesday in San Bernardino. Meantime, the government's ability to review and analyze 5 years worth of telephone records for the couple ran out just 4 days before the attack. At the UN climate summit in Paris, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is pleased negotiators adopted a draft climate agreement.
It's about our collective future. It's about our collective responsibility, and it is about our hope.
The draft relates to how to define the obligations of countries in different stages of development in fighting climate change. Ministers now have a week to negotiate a final outcome. Britain's defense secretary says fighter jets from the UK targeted a Syrian oil field during a second-round operation against the Islamic State group. An expert hired by the family of a 12-year-old boy shot to death in Cleveland by police last year says the boy's hands were in his pockets when he was shot and he wasn't reaching for the pellet gun he was carrying. Shooting reconstruction expert Jesse Warbach based his conclusions on physical evidence and a review of a frame-by-frame depiction of surveillance footage from the shooting. This is AP Radio News. A truck has left Maine, headed to Arlington National Cemetery. Inside are handmade holiday wreaths to place on graves. Toby Slavin with Wreaths Across America says they will have wreaths in more than 1,000 cemeteries in all 50 states, as well as Arlington Cemetery.
In prior years, when we didn't have enough wreaths for the whole cemetery, they would move from one section to another each year. They'd choose different sections. But this year and last year, we've been able to do all sections at Arlington.
And the last stop of this caravan will be at Arlington National Cemetery later this month. The owner of the NFL's Indianapolis Colts is buying a piece of the Beatles. Jim Irsay bought Ringo Starr's first Ludwig drum set at an auction for close to $2 million. Irsay owns prominent guitars from the group's three other members, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and George Harrison. Earlier this year, Irsay also bought a drum head that will fit the set that he just bought. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.